Hello, Blotter listeners. I've got a podcast rec for you guys. I don't know if you know about Wondery's podcast series, Even the Rich. It's a behind-the-scenes look at some of the most infamous family dynasties in modern history. Anyway, this season has a true crime element, which is why I think Blotter folks would dig it. Even the Rich's new season is The House of Versace. Three siblings, Gianni, Donatella, and Santo, build one of the greatest fashion labels the world has ever seen. But after the brutal murder of Gianni Versace, the question arose, who would pick up the pieces of Gianni's global fashion empire? With a killer on the loose and a manhunt underway, it was decided that Donatella would take center stage in rebuilding the Versace brand. With the weight of the fashion house's success placed squarely on her shoulders, Donatella came under scrutiny from all sides, fueling a drug addiction and casting doubt on her ability to succeed. You are about to hear a preview of this season's Even the Rich. If you want to explore the complexities of one of the most famous family businesses in history, you can listen to Wondery's season of Even the Rich on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Wondery app. There's a direct link in the show notes so you can start listening immediately. Here's a preview to wet your whistle.
A quick heads up, there won't be any swearing in this episode,
but there will be stilettos.
Okay, Arisha, it's July 15th, 1997, and you're in Rome.
I'd prefer to visit in the fall, but okay.
Okay, well, you don't have a choice. You're Donatella Versace, the vice president of one of the biggest fashion labels in the world. And right now, you're scrambling to put the finishing touches on a fashion show that's going to air on Italian television in 24 hours.
Okay. I'll make an exception this one time.
The heels on your stilettos are sinking into the hot cement. There's a heat wave in Rome. But you don't care. You've worn a 5-inch heel every day since you were 15. No reason to change now.
Ugh, I must have some serious lower back pain.
Well, when you're 5'2 and a fashion icon, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Fair.
You're marching up and down Rome's iconic Spanish Steps. Normally, the place would be packed with tourists getting gelato and taking photos, but today, it's packed with models trying not to fall down. It's total mayhem. Makeup artists, models, and stylists running around like sugar-crazed children. But you keep your cool. This isn't your first rodeo, and you know what you're doing. You're like, this hem is too long. Pin it up. This needs a belt. What kind of eyeshadow is this? We're not at a death metal concert.
I would never say that.
You might if you're Donatella. She knows what she wants, and she's got an amazing eye. The rehearsal wraps up, but the real work is just beginning. Back at the hotel, the crew has taken over two large spaces on the first floor. Donatella hurries into the models' rooms and gets busy evaluating hair and the fit of plunging dresses, making sure all the models have scotch-taped their breasts in place. Then, her phone rings. It's Gianni Versace, Donatella's brother. He's calling from Miami. It's just after 6 in the morning and he can't sleep. He's always like this the night before a show, even when he's not there. He's a perfectionist, and he trusts no one but himself to know what will work. He peppers Donatella with questions, nitpicks every detail. What dresses did she choose? What shoes? Which model will wear what? She snaps. You can't help me from there. And she hangs up the phone. Back in the day, she would have stopped everything for her brother's call and taken every note to heart. But in the last few years, she's learned to trust her gut. She knows what she's doing, and she needs to focus. When he calls again, 30 minutes later, Donatella ignores him. Back in Miami, Gianni sets down the phone. He's frustrated. He founded the Versace label, built it from scratch. How dare Donatella ignore him? Maybe some sunshine will calm him down. There's nothing quite so lovely as the early morning in Miami. Palm trees lining the wide streets, the sun bouncing off the ocean. Even after 5 years here, it still feels like paradise. He opens the door of Casa Casuarina, his palatial South Beach mansion, and steps out to greet the morning.
I've seen pictures of his house. It's insane.
I know, right? He's decorated every inch of the 35-room mansion with Baroque mosaics, paintings by Picasso, busts of Medusa. It's campy and over the top and totally fabulous, just like everything Gianni does.
I mean, what else would you expect from a world-famous fashion designer?
Well, you might expect that he'd dress a little better. Today, he looks just like an average guy. White t-shirt, black shorts, and sandals. He probably figures no one will notice him. He's just running a quick errand. He heads to a newsstand a few blocks away, where for $15, he buys 5 magazines. Then he turns for home, where he climbs the front steps and slips his key into the lock of his wrought iron gate. He's so busy fiddling with the lock that he doesn't notice the young man who crosses the street and walks toward him. He doesn't hear the guy mount the casa's 5 stone steps, and he doesn't see what the kid is holding. Until it's too late. Meanwhile, back in Rome, Donatella is busy fitting a model when her brother Santo runs into the room. He says, "Donatella, please, come with me." She's annoyed. Santo knows how much she hates to be interrupted when she's working, but something about the look on his face makes her follow him into the hall. When he speaks, he's out of breath. "A lunatic shot Gianni." Donatella's heart drops. He says, "Don't worry. He's already on the way to the hospital. He'll be okay." But Donatella isn't so sure. Even though she and Gianni sometimes fight like cats and dogs, they have a special bond, and something feels very wrong. She's on the verge of hysterics when she reaches Gianni's assistant. "Is he dead?" she yells. There's a pause, and then the assistant says, "Yes, Gianni is dead." Donatella lets out a howl that echoes across the Spanish steps. What is she gonna do? She can't run the business without her brother. She's not even sure she can live without him. And then she faints.
To listen to the rest of House of Versace on Even the Rich, click on the link in the show description or subscribe to Even the Rich on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Wondery app.
Click the link in the show notes or look for Even the Rich on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Wondery app. Have fun!